gospel like this, it's very challenging to take a look at how maybe we mute the word of God. You know, the example that Jesus gives is how, you know, one of the high commandments, obviously one of the big commandments, a big top 10, right, is honor your mother and father. And yet over time, they've kind of learned how to get around that by saying that if you dedicate all of your things to the Lord, then you don't have to honor your mother. You don't have to do anything else. That takes the place of it. And I think that it's always a challenge for us to think about that, because how many times we easily mute the word of God, the powerness and the challenge of it, by coming up with some other ideas. For example, I've probably even said myself, so I'm not accusing anybody in this room, right? But where you'd say, you know, love your neighbor. And I said, you can love your neighbor except that one, because, you know, he's a very mean person, right? And he's impossible to deal with. You know, or that you forgive your neighbor. Well, I can't. You know, how many times? 7 times, 70 times. Well, how many times do you forgive? They say, like, well, except my cousin, because, you know, I'm not forgiving him because there are some things that are not, that can't forgive. Or my spouse, you know, the forgiving of a spouse, what it really means, how we often take the very challenging things that God's asking us to do, and we come up with reasons, some kind of way around. Just like they did in terms of honoring your mother and father. Come up with ways around where you didn't necessarily have to do that. You do have to, we have to visit the sick, care for the poor, pray for the dead, all these things. But we can come up with some other things. Easy things like, you know, I've got a lot of other things to do besides those things. And I'm sure, and my favorite one that I've used many times is, I'm sure God understands, right? Because we know that God understands the real reason why I can be rude to someone. Because, you know, God knows, as we say, you know, how she really is, and she deserves it, right? And it's like, that's really not the powerful word of God, you know, the challenge we have about welcoming the stranger while comforting the afflicted, you know, caring for those who are the least among us. These are powerful things, loving God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, putting God first and nothing else first. Except on these other important days, like sports, or, you know, when other things happen, and, well, we've got a couple of other things to do, and it's like, well, wait, I thought that was putting God first. Yeah, but, you know, every Saturday, Friday, or Sunday, we go out for donuts, you know, and I'm like, yeah, so that, but that's what we do, you know, and I'm sure God understands. So the challenging thing today, because they're crying over some of the things that are not at the core, and you know, kind of focusing on those rather, and what they do is they end up muting kind of the what's really clear. Because, of course, today, the washing of the hands before you eat, the real commandment is to purify your hearts and your minds. That's what God wants. And that's what we should be really concerned with, the state of our souls. And yet they're concerned about kind of other things, and have figured that, well, if they've done that, then that's enough. Like, now you've muted the real challenge by God, which is a pure heart that we're all supposed to have. And that, so anytime we start kind of muting the forcefulness and the of what God is really asking of us to be when we're his followers, because it really should kind of impinge on our lives. You know, we should kind of feel it like, ugh. Yeah. And if it doesn't, it's probably because we've come up with other kinds of reasons why. Like why we don't have to honor our mother and father, you know, like Jesus gave us the example, because we've come up with something else that kind of takes the place of that. So maybe be challenged today, and you know, with our Lady of Lourdes, almost I think everybody that I grew up with anyway in the French Canadian world and all of that loves the feast day today of Our Lady of Lourdes. If you haven't been to Lourdes yet, you know, and the challenge especially to care for the sick.